Back with you from Gladstone High School, the Braves leading Menominee 9-0 here after one inning of play. Mike Ponko, along with former Bay College player Hector Arhuayan. I butcher your name, don't I? Well, that's close enough. That's pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty close. I mean, it's a really hard last name to mention, but yeah. Well, thank you guys for having me here. It's good to keep watching some baseball around town.
Good. Yeah, glad to have you, man. Glad you were able to take along. Drew Olson, the first baseman leadoff here for Menominee, as Detige comes set and misses with ball one. Hector, 3 years at Bay College. What's your thoughts now that it's you've had a day or two to process that career there?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a blast. I really appreciate all the guys, all the coaches, all my teammates that I share all the memories that I share with them along all these years. It's been tough sometimes, but it's also been really, really nice to play some ball with these guys.
Olson swings at a curveball in the dirt, and it's 1-2 right now. Hector, you've as a nursing student here, I'll ask this one after this pitch here, as Detige throws another breaking ball in the dirt, blocked up nicely as it swung out and missed. The throw down to first is going to get him, and there's one away. It'll bring up Gabe Buck, who started the game on the mound. As a nursing student, Hector, and I mean, just in general, you've been out in the community a little bit too. You just haven't been confined to Bay College campus. What do you think of coming from Venezuela to Pennsylvania for high school and then coming up here? What's your feelings on the UP and Escanaba and Gladstone and surrounding areas that you've had a little bit of taste of?
Well, it's really nice up here. Not going to lie, sometimes pretty cold.
As Buck grounds this one to third, fielded on the backhand by Young, throws just wide, but able to get back to the game bases in Creighton, and there's two away.
Yeah, as I was saying, yeah, sometimes pretty cold, but it's like I got to meet really nice people. It's very different from home, but I love it here, and after baseball is done, I've been thinking to stick around and work around town. So that's how much I like it around here.
First pitch from Detige to Blake Posh drills him in the backside, and Menominee will have a base runner here. So, yeah, you're around at least for the summer finishing up some classes, but thinking about staying around, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Have some job prospects? Or?
Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about it. Just got to decide which one I'm going to take, but I got a couple months for that.
Good. Coach Darma Gray is going to come out, and we're going to have a pitching change here as Detige has reached some sort of pitch limit that they didn't want to get through so he can pitch again in the future. But, how's the nursing class at? You're the first player I've ever had go through a nursing program, no matter where I've been. So how it's a challenge with baseball. You had to miss some games this year, and because you had to get those clinicals in and that type of stuff. That's a challenging major.
Yeah, it is indeed, and yeah, it's been rough sometimes, but it's possible. Whoever wants to follow that path, I can tell you guys that it's possible. Right now, I'm gonna start my last semester, and sometimes you gotta make some difficult choices, as Mike said. Got to miss some games, but it's going to be worth it at the end. It's going to be worth it.
So, like you said, a couple of classes yet, as the new pitcher is going to be number 7, Gavin Frossard. Couple of classes yet, and then trying to pick a job.
Right now. Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
What's on the agenda. How often do you make it? You're from Puerto Ordaz, Venezuela.
Yeah.
How often do you make it home? When's the last time you've actually been home?
Well, last time was on Christmas and New Year's of 2021. So New Year's 2022. It's been a while. It's tough sometimes.
First pitch swinging is Torin Davis. Soft liner into center field is going to fall. And it'll be a base hit. Menominee with something going here with two outs. Runners on first and second. Yeah, that's Blake Mahlke is going to be the hitter. That's got to be... I think that would be hard for some of our listeners to understand, some of the local people, that, you know, the people at UP are usually, you know, pretty family-oriented to not see your family for that long, not be home. It's got to be difficult at times, huh?
Yeah, before I came to the US, I only left home for like 2 weeks at a time. Like, I've never been like by myself at the time. But yeah, it's been really hard, but got to push through it.
Blake Melky squares the bunt and fouls it off. It's an 0-2 count. So was it just the opportunity to play baseball that made you want to leave home, or what was the thought process there?
Yeah, it was mainly the baseball part. Also, back home at the time, the economy wasn't really good, so that helped me make the choice.
Melky swings and misses at strike three, and that's how the inning will end. Menominee will leave two on. They got a base hit and a hit batsman, and that's how it'll end. After 1.5, it's Gladstone 9, Menominee 0. You're listening to Braves Baseball on 93.5 and AM 600 News Talk Radio. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Back with you from Gladstone High School as, let's see, it is Blake Posh back on the mound. He finished the last inning with the one batter. He got that fly out to end the inning. And Jack didn't even write it in the book. Are you kidding me, Jack? What are you doing?
Off the bound, the second inning, number 7, Gavin
Frossard. So Gavin Frossard will be the hitter here to start off the second inning. They'll bat 7, 8, 9 in the inning. And Hector and I were just talking. This is his first time ever on the radio. Jack never interviewed him. All 3 years, never got an interview with Jack.
Oh,
first pitch swinging, and this one is hit hard into left field, going towards the corner. It's going to fall fair. The left fielder had a bad jump. It's going to get down, and Frossard will be on with a double.
Nice piece from the hitter. Almost out.
Yeah, it looked like he got under it just a little bit, but he hit it hard. So that brings Detiche to the plate. How does that make you feel about Jack? 3 years here, he never picked you for an interview.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Well, he should have done it for me. I should have some experience for now. I did a couple back home, though. So
did you? Okay, so it's not your debut on the radio.
No. It's my first rodeo in English, though.
Okay.
I got it. I've been waiting for it.
Big swing and a miss by Detiche there, and it's 1-1, I should say. So, yeah, I'm going to Kingsford tomorrow. Do you want to come with and be on the radio some more?
Oh, hell yeah.
Be my color guy some more? All right.
Yeah, I'm running your game tomorrow, Uncle.
Swung on and fouled off by Detiche, and it's a 1-2 count.
Yeah, it's always nice to watch some local baseball, you know, get to know the guys, be around after this cold winter. So, yeah.
Finally got a nice day. As soon as we get done, then the weather turns nice. The pitch swung on and lined into right field. That's going to get down. Frossard is going to round third. He's going to come in to score. And Detiche with a RBI single.
That's really good hitting from the hitter, number 13, going the opposite way with off speed. Really good to see.
Johnny Soderman, the batter, is the center fielder. He had that triple his first time up. Takes ball one on the inner half there. Yeah, that's we talked about that quite a bit this season, this spring, is being able to adjust the pitchers and go opposite field when they give that to you, right, Hector?
Oh, yeah.
So that one misses off the plate, 2-0 the count.
Yeah, I used to get mad at me sometimes because I can get a little bit pull happy, but my last hit was to the opposite field how he likes, so that's a win for me.
Ball three is up and in. So Soderman up 3-0 in the count with one out, runner on first. Yeah, it's tough to stay disciplined and stay back on that ball sometimes, especially when the velocity isn't always there. As ball four squirts away from the catcher, Detiche is going to advance to second and go no more. So Soderman will be on first. That'll bring up Tyler Darmagray, the shortstop. He reached on a single and then an error on the third baseman, and he scored twice. And an RBI opportunity here for Darmagray. Pitch is taken for a strike on the outside corner. So Menominee down 10-0 here in the early going. Trying to clean things up. Darmagray takes a ball off the outside corner. What's the you've played more recently than me, Hector. What's the how do you deal with it when you're in this type of situation, both being behind and being ahead? How do you stay in the game mentally?
Well, it's tough sometimes.
Darmagray drives this one into left. Moving on over, making a nice play over there is Blake Posh. That was headed for the gap, and Posh made a nice run and grab. And it'll be one away.
Yeah, as I was saying, it's tough sometimes when you're on the losing side. It's hard having those long innings on the field. You can lose focus. Sometimes you get a grumble at the beginning, and then you get a grumble after 50 minutes. Who knows? But you got to stay focused. Don't get the emotions get to you.
Right.
When winning, just try to keep have fun with the game, respectful, being respectful, respecting the other team, and just keep going.
So Alwarden swings and pops this one up into foul territory. The catcher is going to catch it up against the fence, and it's going to be a catch. A little nonchalant there by Bartowski as he kind of reached out at the last second and grabbed it, but he secured it for the second out. Sometimes when you're up, it's hard to stay focused because you kind of go into having fun with the guys mode, right?
Yeah, and sometimes some teams lose they stop being respectful for their teams,
yeah.
And that's when it gets bad.
Sundquist swings through a breaking ball there for strike one. Yeah, that's where it's you're right. When you start getting a little too crazy and disrespecting the other team, that's where turns into not fun for everybody. This is a swung on and lifted into center field. The center fielder, couple steps back, but runs in and makes a grab. Nice job to close the ground there by Aiden Savan, and he makes the final out of the inning. Gladstone gets just one in the second after scoring nine in the first. And they go to the third, leading 10-0. You're listening to Braves Baseball on 93.5 and AM 600 News Talk Radio. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
We're the key to buying and selling. G Realty Delta County. Unlock the door to your perfect place. We'll help you find just the right space. Call the experts in Realty. You'll get better marketing strategies.
Does peace of mind have a name? Can confidence and trust?
Skratsky Family Funeral Homes.
Landon Bartowski is your hitter, and he takes ball one up and in. Frostered on for his second inning work, misses down low. So Detige went one and two-thirds. We got to talking. I forgot to total up his line. Frossard misses up and in, and it's 3-0. Shouldn't take too long because there wasn't a whole heck of a lot going on in that inning. Ends up with one strikeout. Swung on and hit into left center. The center fielder, Soderman, is going to be over to make the grab, and that's how the third inning will start.
Aiden Savan.
Brings up the top of the order, and Aiden Savan, the center fielder, who just made that nice catch in the bottom of the second. Yeah, one strikeout, no walks, no hits, no runs, none of them earned, one hit by pitch, and a runner reached on an error. Savan's first pitch swing and pops this one up. Darmagray back in the grass, makes the grab, and there's two away.
Yeah, I mean, how many hitters seems like attacking the pitches a lot, I guess, because they are down. So, yeah, maybe chasing a little bit.
Pressing a little bit is probably the right call there. Garrett Carlson takes one off the plate inside. Frossard winds and deals. This one misses high and out, and it's 2-0. And But like we were saying before, too, this is a young Menominee team. Swing and a miss by Carlson. They're going to say actually he got a piece, so it's a foul ball. Not that it matters with nobody on, but 2-1 the count. So, yeah, maybe a little bit of pressing that way, too, since they're a younger team.
Yeah.
This one down in the dirt.
Yeah, as I said, it's hard sometimes. Sometimes when you're down like that, you're trying to do too much. You're trying to hit a 11 home run bomb, but that's not possible.
That one misses up, and Carlson is going to reach base. So the Braves, once again, do not have a clean inning. They've had a runner on in each inning. Eli Beal steps to the plate. He actually ended the first, hitting into a double play. And he'll get another chance with a runner on. Two away this time as Frossard misses up and out. Temperature's good today. We're just missing that little bit more sunshine would be nice, but I'm not going to complain too much.
Oh, I cannot complain. I just wish we would have this before when we were playing still.
I know. Yeah. 2-0 the count on Beal. Frosser got his sign, checks the runner. The pitch swung on and popped up into short right field. Coming in to make the grab is... Who is in right field? Oh, no, it's not Gavin Frosser anymore. We didn't update the book when Gavin came in. Brendan Detiche could be, yeah. Yeah, that's what it looks like. In any event, the Menominee Maroons go down and leave a runner on again. So they have, we'll go to the bottom of the third. The score is 10-0 in favor of the Braves. We'll take 60 seconds here on the Braves Radio Network.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully.
One too many sips. So no matter what you're doing,